watching. Which one lights up?
Blog Talk Radio.
In about 30 seconds, cut it. Hit the blue button on that one. 30 seconds. Hello everyone,
hey.
This is AMC Fresh. This is Toku being your host tonight. And I got Jen on the line right now. We're waiting for our other esteemed co-host to call in. There's one of them. You see that first button there?
Let me put him in. I got it.
All right. Other one.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
hey.
Dr. Nick.
How is everybody, and welcome to Random Mondays.
Hold on one second. Before we get into Random Mondays, I want to take care of a couple business items. First off, AMC Press right now wishes to acknowledge the main mastermind of this show, Allison. Allison, I realize that the superstorm is bearing down on you and you cannot be here today. Your attendance this week is sketchy at best, and I understand that. I wish you and your family all the best in getting through this storm. And the minute that storm is done and you're through, come back. We're going to miss you, but I'll try and hold this fort down as best I can.
She is definitely here in spirit.
So I wanted to take care of that first. Second off, I don't want a huge hubbub about this because I've been getting a huge hubbub from everyone online and around me today. So I'm just going to announce right now that today is my birthday. Yes, I am 28 years old.
Happy birthday to you.
Yep. I am 28 years old, and I am going to be doing a lot of stuff to help this show. For the next year of my life, at least, I'm going to try and make this show the best it can be, and I'm also going to be doing my own things outside, so I hope to help you guys out immensely.
Happy birthday, Frodo.
All right, so we got Heather in.
Yay, welcome, Heather.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm not actually running the switchboard. My friend Nate is.
Am I doing a good job?
You're doing good.
How many people are in the studio anyway?
Oh, it's just us four right now. Heather, Allison will not be in, obviously. So,
I was wondering why the switchboard was on fire.
I'm moderating the chat.
Yeah, basically so, you got me and Frodo's buddy helping me out on the switchboard.
So,
hey, Frodo, guess what I watched last night?
Superhero Tyson.
Yes.
I saw your post.
Yes, I would like to do a mini review of it.
I've been hearing some bad stuff about it.
I liked it. I mean, it kind of had an interesting twist to it. Like, I'm not that knowledgeable about Kamen Rider Sentai, but I was still able to follow the plot, which I really enjoyed. It seemed like it had some good action. It had a great twist towards the end, which, you know, kind of took me by surprise. And, You think it's going one way, and then who knows where it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds interesting. I'll have to look at it, but I wait for the TV Nihon sub.
Yeah. The Overdrive one, I watched the Overdrive one. It was okay. It seemed like, I don't know if this was a fact of applying the patch, then transferring it to my Xbox. I don't know if something got messed up in the way, but when one side subtitle appeared, it stayed on the screen until the next one came up.
That is why I aim to get a Blu-ray player this month.
And another thing is, it seemed like it always began with, every subtitle began with a comma, no matter what.
So that means that they put an extra comma in during the subscript. Basically, for those that don't know how it's done, when you do a sub on a TV show like Super Sentai, what happens is you literally create a script for the encoder program to follow, and per these times you display these words. This time this word, this time this word, this time this word, and then you encode it. We're going to work on that. We already have one, amcpress.wordpress.com. Sorry, my friend just said something that was interesting. So, anyway, like I said, when you encode with that, it puts in the words as you script them.
Hmm.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like, at X time, display X words.
Right. It's a literal programming language in and upon itself. The problem is, the part of the syntax involves commas, and if you accidentally double tap that comma, what's going to happen is it'll appear as part of the script.
Huh.
So it will literally appear on screen as you're saying it.
Do you think over time hastily subbed the movie?
Well, I do know over time's well known to be the fastest subbers on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
When you're that fast, you introduce the chance of error.
Right.
TV Nippon is a great subbing company because they take their time.
Right, they
yeah,
seem like the more
super,
quality.
Your Super Sentai episodes may be out on Friday, the day before they air U.S. You know, but that extra time they take, they determine what attacks they should, like, display the English names for, determine what they should display the Japanese names for. They design it so it looks good. And
right.
And they quality check it, like, four times.
One thing
I mean,
about TV... sorry. You go, I'll go next.
Go ahead. I was pretty much done.
One thing I like about TV Nihon subs is, like, when you have multiple people on a screen, like, let's say a Sentai team. Like, let's take Gokaiger, for instance. Gokai Green's sub will be green, Gokai Pink's will be pink, and so on and so forth. You know?
Yeah, and that's really a great visual cue to everyone.
I expect you, like, in double subs, like when Serto is talking to Philip, and they have different colors for the different, you know, different sides. That is extremely helpful.
It is. And that's something that I think all subs should do, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
So, Superhero Tyson, out of 5 stars, what would you rate it?
I'd say a 4. It's not
good.
A perfect movie, but it's definitely good.
A 3. So.
Okay, so a 4.
I'm a sucker for crossovers. That's the thing, though.
Well, I'm going to be watching the movie when it comes out in TV Nihon subs, and
okay.
I will give my opinion based on the TV Nihon subs when they come out. So
okay.
There's a future talking point to be waiting for.
And here's a blurb for those that don't know what TV Nihon is. TV Nihon supplies, what's the right word for it, Frodo?
Subtitled,
fan subs.
Fan subs, yeah.
Fan subs of different Sentai, such as Shinkenger, Gokaiger, and my personal favorite, Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon.
They also do, like, Kamen Rider, any sort of J-drama.
So, thank you, TV Nihon, for all the work you've done. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome. You get a lot of love from us.
My friend just came up with an idea for the future of AMC Press, and that's vlogging. But we already have an avid vlogger, but I think I could see that. I can actually see that.
Yeah, I do YouTube, but it's mostly for myself and self-expression.
Anyway, now I'm sorry, Nick. I feel like I need to change the subject, and I hope you don't mind it.
Hey, I got to say my 2 cents about superhero ties, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Oh, who screamed? Oh.
Hey, everyone.
Hello. Allison!
Yes, I decided to call in.
Yay!
Hey, Allison. Heard what we said earlier, right?
A little bit, just called in.
Well, basically, we hope everything is working out over there for you, and we wish you and your family the best.
I'm sending all of my goodwill to you electronically. I hope you get the email.
Yes. There's just wind. There's not so much rain here now.
Well, I hope it stays that way and we can get you back soon. But like I said,
I'm going to be in the call for a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's good to have you, Allison.
I do want to say, my friend Nate came up with an interesting idea.
Okay.
AMC's vlog.
Okay. But don't we already have vlog, like a video vlog?
We can discuss this more in detail because I actually have an idea to succeed in this.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That sounds interesting.
You know, when I have an idea, it's usually pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. I gotta steal your light bulb one of these days. It's too bright.
You are the truth.
You came up with the vlog, but I just came up with a different idea to supplement it.
You made it. Toku made it better.
I'm thinking Google Plus Hangouts with
Long time. I'll show
you. Yeah. That would work.
Well, looks like I have to sign up for Google Plus now. Great.
I think you guys can set different days for different events. If a storm's going on like this, we'll close, you know.
Actually, speaking of storm, I do want to bring up the Sandy, because I do want to say something that Madison Devine said, and it was just so funny. I showed it to my friend Nate, and he busted a gut. He basically asked, so is Sandy a Kardashian? Because she sure seems to like to blow the entire West Coast.
Oh.
That was bad.
That's bad.
Atlantic City is right in the eye of the storm. So,
hey, let's hope Raleigh doesn't ask the storm to play for them, because that hurricane sure does blow.
Okay,
it's a hockey joke.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Well, here's what I want to mention about the storm. Right now in the New York Stock Exchange, they have 3 feet of water on the floor.
Wow.
I
bet you that we're not going to have the stock market up for at least a couple weeks, a couple days, because when you have that much salt water in electronic equipment, well, let's just say we all know what happens.
Boom, boom, sparks everywhere. It's a giant special
effect. It will definitely look like a war zone.
Oh, yeah.
I
actually have information that one of the big power plants over there in New York got destroyed.
Ooh.
Isn't that good?
That's not good.
And also, you know how they got turned off the trains?
Right,
well,
yeah.
They stacked a crap ton of those sandbags up to try and prevent the water from getting in the subway system. Here's what's going to happen if that water does get in the subway system, and I have not heard yes or no on this, so I'm not sure if it's happened, but if it does happen, you're going to have salt water across the railroad ties, and it's going to connect your power rail to the other two rails, which usually are grounded. So you're going to have one massive short circuit, and if that ends up happening, where you have a massive short circuit of that magnitude, you might cause bigger chunks of New York City to go down.
Ooh. It's not
powerful.
They realized that and covered them up.
And that's the thing that people aren't realizing, because when you have that much seawater, it covers everything. And it leaves a conductive layer on, like, wooden shit, and it will fry. And if it does fry, those trains are running good 400, 500, 600 amps on those lines. When you consider how much power that is, it takes less than a half an amp to kill a human being.
Mm.
That means whoever rides the trains. I say if people need to work in New York City, take buses. Take other means of transit.
Yes, I'm sure you'd rather pay $15 to go across the street than lose your life.
No one in Pennsylvania, there was a child in an other and like few counties away, lost his life because a tree fell on him. 8 years
poor
old.
Kid.
I just saw this on the news. And
so,
my heart goes out to the family.
Definitely.
I agree 100%. This storm, you know, when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, this storm is one of the biggest ones we've seen in years.
The impact's going to be worse than Katrina in some respects.
Hey, tell them it's going to come back.
My friend Nate thinks it's going to, like, go out to sea, recharge, and come back.
So you're saying the hurricane's a boomerang?
Yes. Essentially, yes. If it picks up strength and then it slingshotted through again, I bet it's going to have enough speed to just shoot straight through and really do some crazy shit.
Do you honestly
think
that doing that, or are you just blowing smoke out your butt?
He thinks I'm not sure, honestly. It could happen.
No, it picked up strength before it hit Atlantic City.
Right,
so
it did.
Already,
it really did. It was already strong, Cat 1. If it does what Nate's thinking, what he's saying is it could go out to sea. We've seen this happen before, where a tropical cyclone will hit land, go back out to sea, circle around, and come up. I think it was Hurricane Hugo a couple of years ago did just that. It hit the eastern coast, grazed off, ricocheted off into the ocean, lost a lot of strength, circled down, came back, regained a lot of strength, became a Cat 5, and ran into the, New Orleans area.
Definitely not something. I know my area, it's knock on wood, we had our lights flicker. There's some places in central Pennsylvania that already have power out. Philadelphia already has power out.
Hmm.
And also,
I'm actually if this happens, what Nate is saying, and it could. I'm not going to give it no way to happen, but if it turns just
it's
the right direction, it could really hurt the very northeastern quadrant of the U.S. Go back out to sea, recharge, come spitting right back.
Because to be honest,
now it probably wouldn't be able to pass the mountains, but it would cause some damage. Because I know some of the rain bands hit the wind bands, and that hit Chicago.
Yeah, we were definitely windy today in Battle Creek.
I know that the winds were at 8 p.m. My brother looked on the Weather Channel. He said the winds were 20 to 40 miles per hour at 8 o'clock.
Huh? What's wrong? I know.
And they predicted they'll be getting worse. The rain's not an issue. It's the wind.
Because to be honest, my part of town is going to get the back end of it. So we're going to get the backlash from all the stuff that's going on right now.
I know Virginia is already having a blizzard.
Wow.
In the Appalachian Mountains.
Even Knoxville's already got snow where I'm at.
Wow.
Definitely could say that this storm will be something the East Coast will be talking about.
For years.
More of a...
So,
Dave,
and also,
there
Allison,
a... what?
Allison, we also
yes.
took care of what today is. The dog.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Nick tried to sing.
Be lucky I didn't do it Marilyn Monroe style.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. I don't... I'll have to listen.
I didn't
anyway.
Do it Marilyn Monroe style, but I could do it at any second. So, Frodo, be warned.
You're not whipped.
All I have to say is this is definitely going to... This show, I hope people understand that... Most of my family's on the East Coast. And quite a bit of my friends. There's I would say a good percent... all the schools in the local area are closed up until Wednesday.
Okay.
And Pennsylvania declared a state of emergency yesterday, this past weekend. The governor and pretty much if there is going to be any damage, FEMA's already on call, I heard.
I do want to mention, though, one thing about this storm. Meteorologists have actually... I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I don't know if people can quite understand what I'm saying. Okay, with tropical storms, tropical weather situations, you have basically three levels. You have your tropical depression, which is just the low. You have a tropical storm, which means over 50 mile per hour sustained wind, or I think it's 45, but check my numbers later, but it's not that bad, and it can be achieved pretty quickly, but it also has to have that cyclonic shape, which makes it a tropical storm. Hurricanes are 75 miles per hour and up, and they have the ability to basically they are powerful. They have five categories of power in their classification system. So when you consider, that's huge. I mean, Katrina was a Cat 5.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this storm is actually getting a moniker that I've only heard used in the movies, and it is a superstorm. This storm is so powerful and so big. It's affecting.
And the eye is only. The eye hasn't really moved up the coast from what I saw.
Yeah. Well, it's got the potential of affecting 50 million people. When you have a storm that big, a storm that affects a good quarter of the population of a country, that's when you get into levels of superstormism. And that's when you're like, oh, shit.
It almost makes me think of, what movie was it?
Day After Tomorrow?
Yes.
Very good movie.
Yes.
And so, I think we should stop the storm subject and get to something a little bit more intriguing.
Yes.
Has anybody been playing any video games lately?
That's Gamer Wednesday. I was talking about what we normally discuss Mondays.
No.
Yeah. We changed the topic to Random Mondays.
Yeah, but I think we should still mention WWE a little bit, because last night was Hell in a Cell.
I got some updates for
Undertaker's hot there. We mentioned the WWE.
Give me 1 second, you guys. Come on.
Did anyone hear about the there was an actress that was killed. She played in Bring It On. She ended up passing away. Okay, her name is Natina Reed. I'm sorry if I screw up her name. She was... She was on the first Bring It On. I probably massacred her first name.
All right.
Natina Reed.
Yeah.
So, in Hell in a Cell last night, Ryback finally got his first loss, but was in very controversial fashion.
Here's the thing. I've got Big Show defeated the World Heavyweight Champion Sheamus from last night.
Great fight, by the way.
Even though I didn't get to see it myself, what I'm reading right now, it's, wow. I'm like, think about it. Big Show is twice the size as Sheamus. Think about it.
I know.
And then you have...
Okay. And here's how it went down at the end. Sheamus survived one of the knockout punches, which has never been done before.
Right.
And Road Kick would survive, too.
Right. And here's the thing about this. I've got the thing on the Divas as well. Diva Champion Eva defeats Layla and Caitlin. Divas Champion Triple Threat Match. I'm sure that was a show to see right there.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was an okay. It was a good match, but it was... You know, I felt they could have pushed Caitlyn a little better.
Here's the article for Natina Reed. I can't figure out which one she is. She's either the captain of the Clovers from Bring It On, or she's the other one in the picture, but I can't figure out which one she is. But she's staying with the group Black, BLAQUE, and she was hit by a car on Friday and rushed to the emergency room where she lost her life.
My heart goes out for a second one.
And here's a shock you too. Here's another shock for you too, Frodo. Vicky Guerrero fires Beth Phoenix from last night. She fired one of the divas.
Sorry,
that's
I'm a little
right.
bit occupied, but hold on 1 second and I'll respond to that.
Oh, okay. Aishart is saying that Nitina wasn't the captain of the Clover. She was the... Okay, if you remember when the girl who played Faith from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, she was also in Bring It On. They went to go spy on the Clovers in the movie, and there's Nitina played the girl who was getting ready to get into a big fight with the two cheerleaders. And she, before they left, she said, "You've just been kissed by an angel, girl."
Okay. So in response to you, Jen, remember last month I reported that Beth Phoenix was on her last leg in time at WWE?
Correct.
Do you remember why I said she wanted to leave WWE?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that for...
If you can't, I'll just tell you. Basically, she felt like the Divas division was floundering. She didn't like the direction it was going. And so she decided she wanted to spend more time with her boyfriend, Adam Copeland, and maybe later return to the ring.
Right. But Vicky
okay.
fired her. Vicky
yeah,
fired
that
her.
Was, that was planned. Okay? They had to come up with an inventive way to get... Beth off TV. The best way to get rid of someone off of TV? Kayfabe
fire. Fire.
Let's be
honest, since Vicky's in charge, Raw has gone to hell in a handbasket.
I'm actually very nervous about Raw's future because, I mean, I'm wondering, did Ric Flair show up tonight?
Because to be honest, I'm going to speak about it. I'm going to say bitch, if it continues to annoy us, I will put you in there and punch you in the face. Point taken.
So, yeah, like I said, Beth was fired not because of because of something she did, but because she wanted to be.
I have some interesting news. I'm looking at E! News. I found a story that J-Lo from Jersey Shore is basically wishing those who are in Jersey... But in Jersey, it's the best, and I agree with her. And besides, her boyfriend is there. I may not like the show, but when it comes to these...
She's just trying to grab headlines.
Yeah, but I could see that she's trying to, but she has reason. Even though the show is... basically written out, I still think it's admirable. Okay, she's trying to grab headlines. Okay, whatever. That's on her. However, her boyfriend's her fiance's there, which is confirmed. She is going to be marrying whatever his name is.
Well, here's one thing I want to mention quick. There is some thoughts to how what's going to happen after the superstorm gets over. And here's the one thing I'm wondering. I want to pose as a discussion question. Okay? With the hurricane's impact on the financial system, namely Wall Street's closed because of it, what do you think the overall financial effect is going to be on America?
Well, hang on. You know what's going to happen? We're probably going to use this opportunity to come up with a big stand angle.
Hurricanes or any tropical storms, that always raises.
Gas prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
I could see it, and also since it's election time.
Yeah, the politicians are going to try and use it to their advantage. Let's not try and
yeah,
go into politics, but we both know that both politicians are going to try and spin it into some way that gives them the advantage. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, and I really don't like politics. I just am bringing it up because everyone's going to be...
Well, I was only bringing up the possible financial impact because I've been hearing some analysts today saying that because the stock market is closed for the next at least day, you can count on that with 3 feet of water in there.
Yeah.
That's kind of a given.
Yep. With the stock market going to be closed tomorrow and probably for the next couple days, you're going to see what they think is going to happen is that the gross domestic product is going to drop because the stock market, since it's down, we can't like make the money we would normally
right.
by trading and exporting. So,
right.
In theory, we could lose all kinds of cash.
And
so what do you guys think?
I think I see your point, and I think they're onto something.
There aren't just some. I just think it's definitely interesting.
Oh,
I more or less think
the politicians are going to try and spin it any way they can. But
yeah.
You got to think about it. It's natural action. You don't have a stock market to exchange the goods with the world. You don't have GDP grow.
And it's also due to a natural event.
Right, and if any politician tries to say, yeah, I prevented the financial collapse after Hurricane Sandy, how could you less than 5 days?
I think a lot of the EMTs, anyone that is going into these places that are flooded, trying to get people out, they deserve the credit.
Yeah, If any of you listening are religious, I apologize if you're not. I respect your belief. If it's anybody who's religious, please pray for the people in the cause of the storm, and pray for the people who desperately need it. That's all I'm going to say. Whatever your viewpoint is, fine. I'm just asking whoever is religious, can they do that?
You know, and I will say right now, it's craziness what's going on, you know? I mean, think about this for a minute. What, a hurricane so close to the the election, anyone can use it. It's fair game. I mean, but what's going to happen?
They're going to obviously try to spin it, and I really don't want to get into any more detail.
Yeah, politics are not.
I know.
Politics
I'm
can
just
divide
saying,
even the best of friends.
It's an interesting thought to have, but I'm not trying to broach a bad subject. I'm just trying to say, you
know,
be ready for it.
Yeah.
I found something. Hulk Hogan settled on the little sex tape that he had no idea was being taped.
Sure.
I will read it. Hulk Hogan settles sex tape loss with Bubba Love Sponge. It's found on E! News. I'm posting it to my Twitter.
Well, I do know this right now. Hulk Hogan only settled with E! News. I mean, not E! News, but with Bubba.
Bubba.
He did not settle with his ex-wife or the Gizmodo company.
Right. So that will still go on. If he was victimized, I don't care.
Or
you
so
know.
He says. Or so he says.
But in the video, I have not seen the video. He already had the cameras there. It would be different than saying, yeah, look, it's like blatantly, obviously, Kim Kardashian. Sorry. Even I do respect, she got her fame through the sex tape. But she knew it was filming. He obviously didn't. Bubba and his ex-wife were talking after the fact, too. Heard this from other sources. Just
so, yeah,
you know,
like I said,
there's a difference between saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a sex date, which this is not literally, this is figuratively for those who...
I'm just wondering what's going to come of this because, you know, Hulk Hogan has been this squeaky clean image except for when he played as a heel. And people...
And also when he was taking roids, too.
And, of course, there's the, well, never mind, that's all speculation.
What?
I was about to say the pictures, the videos of when he's with his daughter... You know, have you seen those pictures?
Oh.
Of, like, the way he applies the suntan lotion to a daughter.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember those.
But that doesn't...
I said it was speculative, okay?
Right. I know, I'm just saying...
I don't know, it just raises some questions.
Yeah.
It's all speculative, but it's all speculative.
So, yeah.
For those who remember High School Musical, Vanessa Ann Hudgens had a little interview with them at the Arthritis Foundation Gala, Cure Gala for Arthritis Foundation. They were discussing kids. She says she's not ready for them, but she loves them. Which,
well,
I could
see that. Well, I hope she says she's not ready for them. I mean, she's what? 20?
She's only... No, she's older than me. And I'm 22. I believe she's like... I think she's like early. Like, I don't think she's... Well, I think she might be 25. Mid-20s.
That's a good enough time. I mean, people have kids around that age.
But she's saying she's not ready for that.
Right, at least she recognizes
it. You know,
hopefully she takes preventive measures.
It takes a big person to admit when you're not ready for something. It takes an even better one to say it publicly. So, Vanessa, you got my backup on that because you did it.
Ashley Simpson and Jessica Simpson's parents are going to be getting divorced.
Ooh.
Yeah. It definitely, and I think whatever has gone on, okay, Ashley Simpson got divorced. That I think whatever they do is on them. I think if they're not right for the person or if they have disagreements, I say let them be. I think it's the only way that people could just let people live their life. I don't care if you're in the media or not. Respect goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, you can't act like someone you're better than anyone else. I mean, seriously, people.
Who do you remember? Oh, this is interesting. Remember when Justin Timberlake just recently got married?
Mm-hmm.
He has an article with Chris Kirkpatrick, one of the members of NSYNC. He was not in attendance at the wedding.
Ooh.
He was not.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's gotta hurt.
I don't care. I find that, okay, I feel like if he's a, there's just, I grew up with NSYNC. I just find that they've been in the spotlight, I think, together, at least try to invite people who you work with, or try to, who you made friendships with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't, and that kind of is a burn. I think it, at least, it would burn me if someone did that to me.
Like let's say you got married to someone and you didn't invite Heather or something.
Or one of my other close friends, or any of my friends, or I would be the one person go out of my way. I know myself that if I ever have any special events, I would invite those who are close friends and those who I would
like
want
Jeff
to.
Like Jeff did with his wedding?
I would not do what Justin did. I'm saying that right off. I would go
I wouldn't allow someone like Voldemort.
No,
of course, we must not speak about he who must not be named.
Screw that. Fear of the name increases fear of the name of the thing itself.
Don't talk about you-know-who. It's a bad idea.
Voldemort could also mean many things, correct?
Yep.
If you know, I'm sure Heather and Frodo, and if Johnny's in the chat, he would know what we're
not unlucky
to.
For us, Johnny is not in attendance.
Aww.
Which we wish him well.
Sad face.
You are a sad face.
Oh, come on. You've never even seen this piece of perfection.
I just kind of you guys know who I'm referring to. There's many, you could call many people that name. It just doesn't have to be for one person. Not putting any digs to anyone in particular, just saying people could use that for many things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said earlier, I just don't believe in any discrimination at all. Personally, I believe that, in my humble opinion, and I am not gay, so I'm just going to preface this by saying that just because I need to. But in my opinion, I think that government should just stay the fuck out of the bedroom.
Agreed. What people do in their own time is their own business.
Sometimes too much government makes too much problems.
Mm-hmm.
Laissez-faire is what I...
Well, I'm just saying, why get involved in the bedroom antics of someone if you're a big government and all you care about is trying to keep everything going? Just a thought. Keep it to your job.
Enough politics.
I mean, I just think that, you know, what person does is between them, their partner, and the maker. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. It's basically keeping it to yourself.
Yeah.
Bingo.
It's like Ellen. I love the Ellen DeGeneres show. Believe me, I do. But how she first came out of the closet and just kept, she kept all, everywhere she went. She goes like, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
After like the first 50 times, yeah, we get it. You're gay. Can we?
I love
it kind of is like being a dead horse.
Yeah.
I love how
yeah.
George Takei has just become so much more popular since he's come out of the closet.
Yeah.
He's actually, I like when some of his posts are awesome. All of his posts are awesome. Some of them really brighten up my day.
I swear he's probably
George
the most followed
is a very
page.
Logical person.
Yes, he is. And he is extremely awesome.
Nick?
Yes?
Last I checked, you weren't Sulu.
Sorry, I just like using this accent.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'll stop now.
Who is saying, I need you, please, Allison?
What?
There's AMC Hold Press on. News, News and News co-host 5688. Allison, I need you, please.
Okay. I can't do anything.
Hold on a minute.
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
I don't know.
We'll soon find out. Yeah. So, anyway, getting back to subjects at hand.
Are we back on the air?
We've been on the air, Nicholas. Captain, Dr. Nick, why don't you stop conducting bad surgeries?
I'm sorry, but I like money.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Wait, let me do it. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr.
Hi.
Nick.
I think we got my new nickname.
Or should I call you Madam Nick?
Be quiet.
And I got my next speech that I have to do.
Go ahead.
I will be doing a speech at our local Logansport High School for the Special Olympics. Basically, we're recruiting new athletes. So we will be doing that on November 8th, I believe. At 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So who's the troublemaker today?
I think that would be you, Frodo.
Why?
Because if you can't see the a-hole, then you're probably the a-hole.
Ha. Ha. Ha.
Oh, his a-hole got big?
I don't know why. Yeah. Have you looked?
No, I'm in a good mood right now because I've got.
I know
great
I
people.
Am too. I've had a good time today.
I've got great, and I'm gonna say this right now. As right now when we're watching, when we're here, and today being the day of my birth, I just want to say a special thanks to everyone that's been. Saying happy birthday and all that on my wall. Thank you very much. Thank you to everyone who I consider friends. Thank you to everyone on this show who is a host and who is a listener because you guys help keep me going. What you hear here with me is a person who asks, who depends on help from friends. And the friends that I have stood behind me 100%, and I appreciate it, everything. And I want to say thank you, and I hope to do the same for everyone else.
Although I haven't known you for that.
You always have been there for me, and we have stuck by through crappy times and the good times. And we're still going. And I'm sure, and I know for a fact, I'm sure that I'm going to make sure that whatever I do for my friends, I do it right. The show is going to be done right. It's not going to be anything. I want to make this show bigger and better every time people listen in. We're trying to gain more contacts, more people to interview. I have a few ideas up my sleeve that we should all talk about on a later date that I cannot discuss on air.
Here's my question to anyone who listened to Uncensored. Did they mention us today?
No.
And
for those of you that are just tuning in, we do have a co-host's birthday today.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Frodo. Happy birthday to you.
I think Madison can call in right now.
What?
Or cat. That would just be icing on the cake.
Happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Frodo. Happy birthday to you.
I think it's going to be awesome when UCR announces us. That
I think we all know I think we all know who sung better, and it's not me.
Well, like I said, Nick, you're not Marilyn Monroe, so don't try.
Yeah, I lack the prerequisite parts.
Well, Kat has them.
UCR, it's going to be interesting.
We need to get UCR in on a show just to have fun.
It's going to be interesting when they announce us. I know for a fact we're going to have a lot of things up our sleeve for those shows.
Just so that we are clear, we are basically telling people that what's going to happen essentially is what Chick Chat is. We're going to have one day off, and that's the theory that we're running through. And we're trying to work it out with Jeff and Karen and Mike and Kat and Topher and James and all of them. So, yeah. But we're less than 1 minute and a half left in the show, so before we end the show tonight, I do want to give an AMC press good luck to everyone in the East. I hope anyone that's in the East Coast can listen next tomorrow.
I registered for my college court classes today.
Very nice.
Yes, very happy. I'm now a student at Kellogg Community College.
Definitely for all those who are in the East Coast that could be listening on demand or on via any means of media, stay safe. I know I'm in the East Coast. I'm in the same boat as you. just keep, we'll get through it.
All right, guys. Well, this is AMC Press, and we got like 10 seconds left. So, in name of Jen and all the other co-hosts, Allison, I say thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Come back tomorrow.